Police in the southwest Michigan town of Benton Harbor are on high alert today. Riots have plagued the city for the past two nights, sparked by the death of a black motorcyclist killed during a high-speed chase while he was pursued by two white police officers. On ABC's Good Morning America, Benton Harbor Police Chief Samuel Harris addressed the issue of racial tensions in his community.
We're basically a predominantly black community. Many of our police officers are white, but I seldom have complaints of the racial nature.
Joining us now to talk about this is Denise Bone. She's with WSBT-TV of South Bend, Indiana. She has been on the scene there in Benton Harbor for the past two days. Denise, take us back to where this all started. Why were the police chasing this motorcyclist?
Police have told us that they were chasing 28-year-old Terrence Shern because he was speeding through a residential area, and he was also driving on a suspended license.
And he crashed into a building, is that correct?
He did. Police are telling us he lost control of his motorcycle and crashed into an abandoned building.
How did the rioting begin?
Started off with people gathering at the site near where he crashed, the actual building that he crashed into. There were some rioters there that started to just torch things. And we're told that they were upset over the fact that police chased Terrence, and they were calling for an investigation. And actually, earlier in that night, what many of the city residents did was go to a city hall meeting that was going on, and they voiced their concerns. Many of them were not pleased with the answers they got, and some of them turned to violent actions.
With its location near the lake, Benton Harbor used to be a popular tourist destination.
Oh, very, very much so.
And the city has fallen on hard times recently. How much damage has been done over these past two nights?
10 homes have been set afire. A majority of those homes were abandoned. We know of two, however, where people were living in them. In fact, there was an elderly couple that had lived in their home for 30 years, and it burned to the ground last night. On top of that, we know of at least four vehicles that were set ablaze as well. There are at least $20,000 worth of damage done to area fire trucks. Numerous patrol cars have been bashed in. As police have come to the scene over the last couple of nights, they've been pegged with bricks and rocks and tree limbs and anything that can be thrown at them. And I've witnessed at least, that I can count, six patrol cars that had their entire window smashed out.
Benton Harbor is more than 90% black, and the police chief, as we heard earlier, is downplaying the racial dimension to this unrest. But on the street, are people saying that race and police brutality in this largely black area is actually an issue?
They certainly are. Benton Harbor is an area that is plagued with poverty, is an area that has a high teenage pregnancy rate, is an area where there are 75% of the homes in Benton Harbor are rentals, and 50% of those, we're told by the city police chief, are substandard homes. And a group of ministers gathered today with reporters to say that there is a frustration growing among the people, and the people see police as an enemy. So there's a lot of tension out there, and I know that they are anticipating a third night of violence.
All right, Denise Bone, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Denise Bone of WSBT-TV.